Back to our lead story now, the bombings at the Boston Marathon. The US President Barack Obama has increased security across the country in the wake of the twin explosions that killed two people and have injured many, many more, reports of up to 100 people in the local hospital. The US President spoke a short time ago from the White House.
Earlier today, I was briefed by my Homeland Security team on the events in Boston. We're continuing to monitor and respond to the situation as it unfolds. And I've directed the full resources of the federal government to help state and local authorities protect our people, increase security around the United States as necessary, and investigate what happened. We don't yet have all the answers, but we do know that multiple people have been wounded, some gravely, in explosions at the Boston Marathon. We still do not know who did this or why, and people shouldn't jump to conclusions before we have all the facts. But make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this, and we will find out who did this, we'll find out why they did this. Any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice. You should anticipate that as we get more information, our teams will provide you briefings. We're still in the investigation stage at this point, but I just want to reiterate, we will find out who did this, and we will hold them accountable. Thank you very much.
That's U.S. President Barack Obama, and you could hear at the end of that journalists asking, is this, are you blaming terrorists? Is this an act of terrorism? Well, the latest statement from the White House issued since that press conference is that these explosions are being investigated as an act of terror. The explosions, if you haven't caught the news, they went off near the finish line of the Boston Marathon on a public holiday called Patriots Day. I think there's 27,000 people running in that marathon, many thousands or more along the sidelines and particularly gathered at the finish line. Since those explosions, police then found a further two devices. They destroyed one of them in a controlled explosion. Boston police initially thought there'd been a third explosion in the JFK library, as we've been reporting, but the latest on that says it's turned out to be a fire. Laura McFarlane is an Australian living in New York. She was near the finish line when the twin blasts went off. I spoke with her a little earlier from Boston.
My partner's sister's running in the marathon, and she had just finished, and so we were rushing to pass the finish line to meet up with her, and we heard these two explosions that could only really have been described as a bomb. Yeah, the ground shook. The first one was about 10 seconds or so, or not even that, before the second one. And it was, we just saw people starting to run, police sirens starting to go. People were all turning to each other saying, what the hell was that? And we knew something really bad had happened. And then we were all being told to, we were being ushered away from the scene by the police, and we were ushered into a hotel. And on our way to the hotel, a woman who was a VIP looked visibly shaken and said that there were bodies everywhere and people had been injured, and she was, you know, a mess, basically.
Laura, how close were you to the explosions?
Well, we were actually very, very close, because we were almost at the finish line. My partner's sister's hotel was just right near the finish line, which is why they were there, and we were standing there for some time, and then we saw her run past. She was just ahead of when the bombs actually went, so she was actually just saying, thank God I was running, you know, a fast time, because it literally happened about 5 minutes after she finished. And we as soon as she finished, we started following on to her to meet her at the other end, and that's when we heard the blast. So we were, in fact, that street that we were standing on is where the bombs occurred.
So you were in a sense, by following your friend, you were sort of slightly moving away from the explosions, were you?
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's lucky.
Yeah, so we're all feeling incredibly shaken up ourselves, and we're in this bar. We got sent out of our hotel, the hotel we were evacuated just from. We went into a bar because they're trying to keep people off the streets. A police officer has just come into this bar and told the bar person that they've found two unexploded devices. So there's obviously other devices that they're still searching for, and that we have to prepare ourselves to be again evacuated from where we are now. So we can't get back to our hotels. and we're all just on tenterhooks waiting to hear what's going to happen next.
That must be quite unnerving, knowing there's more unexploded devices out there. Did you get any more information? I have read that these unexploded devices have been in rubbish bins, in trash cans. Is that, have you heard anything like that?
We haven't heard anything like that. We've just heard what the police officer just came in and told us in this bar, that, you know, be prepared that we might have to leave here as well. So we're just sitting tight at the moment because people are wandering around the streets. They're not letting, you know, there's only so many people they can let in, and so they're not letting any more people back into this place where we are in at the moment. So we're all just, you know, waiting to hear what we should do next.
Laura, taking
it's
you back
really
to the...
terrifying.
Yeah, I'm sure. Taking you back to the moment of the explosion, you said it sounded like it must have been a bomb. What can you? Yeah. What did it sound like? How loud was it?
It was massively loud. I can only explode... It sounded like, you know, the loudest firecrackers you've ever heard. But the thing that really hit home to us was that the ground shook. We could feel the ground shake, and we just turned to each other and said, that sounded like a bomb. There was just nothing else to describe that I've ever heard, other than really loud firecrackers. That's the sort of sound, but the resonance and the feeling beneath your feet was enough to know that it was a massive explosion. And we didn't know whether it was a bomb or just some, you know, maybe an electrical explosion or something underground. It was scary. We're pretty much still basically near the finish line of the marathon. We saw, when we were in the hotel lobby, we saw lots of first-hand footage, and we saw people who were just finishing their run. I mean, they're in a, as you can imagine, they're in a zone, you know, these marathon runners, and they're all just sort of like near the finish line, hear these massive explosions. I mean, it knocked some people to their feet, off their feet, but they were just in dazes, you know, they were sort of looking around and sort of just staggering towards the finish line, you know, because they're in that marathon running zone and certainly not expecting anything like this. So that looked really awful. And then there were people just running towards the barriers that we were just standing opposite only a few minutes before, you know, to help people that had been basically mown down by these explosions. You could see all the smoke and some people had actually, you know, captured the explosion and the smoke that was coming out, and, you know, the barricades were, you know, blown off and that sort of thing. So it looked pretty bad.
Just in terms of the streetscape, the barricades, what about damage to buildings?
No damage to buildings that we know of. First of all, they were saying that the bomb was in a building, but I, from what I could see on the television, it didn't look like there was any buildings had collapsed or anything like that. And they're not sure. There were sort of vague reports where the second explosion occurred, but I don't know personally where that was.
Okay.
So they may have ascertained that now, but I don't know.
That's Laura McFarlane, who was on the finish line there cheering on a friend in Boston at the point of these explosions. She's in lockdown now, as in most of the city. And the reports, the casualty list, still 2 dead, 6 on the critical list, and reports of at least 100 people being taken to the Massachusetts General Hospital. The description of those injuries is really, really horrific. Our Prime Minister has issued a statement offering condolences to the families of those killed and injured. Her statement goes on to say that the Australian Consulate General in New York is making urgent inquiries to determine whether any Australian citizens may have been involved in the attack, the aftermath of this attack. At this time, they're unaware of any Australian casualties. DFAT is apparently contacting athletes to confirm their safety. But anyone who does have concerns for the welfare of family and friends in the region, if you've been unable to contact them, you should call the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade 24-hour Consular Emergency Centre on 1300 555 135. That DFAT emergency number again, 1300 555 135. It's 18 to 9 on Breakfast.